So you can email us this week, talk at b102.3.com. Hi, Nyland Show. Do not read my name out on this. We got new neighbours after Christmas, a young couple. I haven't had many dealings with them, but my husband has met the girl out when he's walking Kevin, our dog. Oh. She is one of those girls who says she's a runner, but it's more of a light jog that she does. She's always all over Kevin and keeps telling my husband how gorgeous he is. She gave him some ham a few weeks ago over the fence, and my husband said how nice she was. I said she shouldn't be doing that because we don't give Kevin treats outside of his normal diet, which is vet approved. Last night, her and the boyfriend had a barbecue and they had a few people in the back garden over. They got pretty rowdy and started a sing-song around 9. My issue is that around 9:30, the girl threw a sausage over the fence. I heard her shout, "Kevin, good boy, this is for you." I happened to be on my deck having a cup of tea, which was lucky for her, because if I'd been further down the garden, I could have been hit by the sausage. They were singing until close to 11 p.m. I want to call in and complain about the behaviour. My husband is saying no, because they did actually invite us in for a drink, but that is irrelevant. I'm annoyed with their behaviour. Do you think I should call in and say my piece? Okay, there's a lot going on here. Is she annoyed about the singing, or is she annoyed about the sausage?
She could have been hit by the...
I know, well, it's yeah. And you wouldn't want to be hit by a stray sausage. You wouldn't.
There's a couple of things at play, right? And I do actually understand from a animal point of view that some people are very particular, and rightly so, if that is their animal and their... You know, want them to stick to a strict diet, and you don't want a dog to get sick eat food that they shouldn't.
I was in your gaff a few weeks ago, whatever that
you
was.
You asked me though,
and
did you?
And we got back with our food, and I said, is it okay if I give Ashley a little bit of this burger? Oh,
please don't bring up that food. Remember my chips. Remember.
Stop it, I don't talk about it.
I wouldn't give that to Ashley. I shouldn't have eaten that myself. So I can understand that part of it, that like there's some people that really feel very strongly about not giving dogs or cats or whatever any other food that they're meant to have. So that part of it I can kind of understand. But like, it does sound like your husband is not massively on the same page as you. Do you know, like, he thought it was a really nice gesture that she gave the ham a few weeks ago. Now the sausage. I think it does sound a little bit like you're not a massive fan of this person. And it's got...
And a little bit of an uptight neighbour, I'd say. Yeah, I mean, they were singing till 11 o'clock.
That's not crazy.
Can I tell you very quickly, it's funny this email arrived in, because at 1:35 a.m. on Saturday night...
Your neighbours?
No, a gang of 5 young fellas were at the front of my house making a bit of noise. Now, I was up late because the whole Trump story had broken. And I kind of went to the door because, you know, you'd feel a bit intimidated when people are close to your house making noise. I went to the door going, who are these? Are they gurriers? And I listened, and the 5 of them did a full 3-minute rendition of Ollie Murs' Dance with Me.
Amazing. Sure, what more could you want?
And then one of them did a solo of Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. I was like, these are wholesome lads. Oh, you have your sing song. Don't mind the time.
And it doesn't sound like, I love the fact that the neighbours invited them in, because that's the right thing to do if you are having a little party or whatever, that you know, or let them know. Yeah, but the fact that they said, come on in for a drink, she must be just a lovely girl. Okay, she shouldn't have thrown the sausage over. It was a bit of a hazard, I get it, and you were sitting there having your tea. But I just think that from the tone of the email, it's just coming across as you're not a massive fan of this girl, and you kind of are looking for things to maybe... I don't think you can knock on her door and say you threw a sausage over.
There's even a dig about her running in there.
That's what I mean.
That's
about
none of your business.
It wasn't a real run. Well, you'd want to see me.
Okay.
I think this is an example of like navigating a relationship with a neighbour that you're not a massive fan of. Your husband doesn't have a problem, you do, but I don't think knocking on the door is going to solve this one.
Okay, advice please. 085 102 9103.
Paulina, talk to us, darling. What do you make of this?
Hi. So, like, very quick on this one. I really think that, like, she has a problem with the girl. Okay, over the fact that, like, her husband think, that was lovely what she did, right?
Yeah.
I think that is the problem, not the treat. But, guys, I'm sure you have a dog yourself. Like, you know how hard to put him on a diet and everything. And all of us have them, like, it is a responsibility.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, sometimes it's the dog can be allergic.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's true, yeah.
You're not feeding peanuts to somebody who is allergic to peanuts, okay?
Yeah. I mean, that is a good point. And I think she probably could say that part of it nicely, but I think there's a bigger issue at play. A lot of people suggesting that she might be a little bit jealous of this girl.
I would definitely think so, that she is jealous, considering, like, you know, her neighbor being friendly and everything, like, and especially towards the husband. Like,
yeah, so she's out in her jogging gear and the husband's chatting to her.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Thanks a million. You have a great morning.
Thank you, darling.
There's one line in the dilemma, and people are reading it slightly differently. I just want to go back to it. It says, she's always all over Kevin and keeps telling my husband how gorgeous he is. Is she telling the husband, or is she telling the husband how gorgeous Kevin?
No,
because a lot of people think she's saying it's the husband.
No, I think that's genuine. About Kevin. Kevin sounds lovely. Great name, by the way. Catherine says,
I know an Alsatian called Kevin.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Catherine said, I think she might be a little bit jealous and thinking that maybe her husband is a little bit attracted to the girl and somehow she's insecure when it comes to her. I don't think you should complain about the behaviour. You should say nicely to her to not feed Kevin. Explain why, maybe try to get to know her at the same time.
Elaine says she's defo jealous of her, but I'd be fuming too. Why would you be fuming? Which part, Elaine?
Is it the gorgeous thing?
Or is it the sausage? I don't know.
Nick said, she sounds like a great neighbour, super friendly and loves animals. I wonder how attractive she is, because it sounds like jealousy or envy, which isn't the neighbour's problem, so to confront her would be unfair.
And Anya says, guys, on the dilemma, I don't think it's anything to do with the food or the noise. I think her anger stemmed from the fact the girl has been flirting with her man and telling him he's gorgeous. See, people are thinking,
No, I don't think the girl from next door turned around and said to...
It's Kevin that's gorgeous.
Obviously. Okay? Mm.